Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Monday morning, July 25th, 2022, 11 minutes past the hour, 72 degrees, sunny skies, last Monday in the month of July. Got an email there from one of our listeners during the break that the club at the mall also was called the Cadillac Club at one point. So we've got Linda, thank you for sending that in. We've got Cadillac Club, Night Moves, and Gators. Now, was it ever called anything else? It seems to me at some point it was called something else. Anyway, those are the names we have so far. We had some callers. I think we had two callers calling in right there at the break. Give us a buzz if that was you, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We had two calls coming in, and we certainly want to get those in on the air here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, this is Reggie. I think it was called the Honky Tonk Club, too.
Was it the Honky Tonk, too?
Yep, it was the Honky Tonk. There was a few others, too. I can't catch it right off the top of my head, but...
Now, why do you think that place never stuck?
I don't know. I don't know if it was just a rowdy crowd after drinking or what, to be honest. I don't know. Because I know they definitely had the people, you know, piling in there.
Yeah, I remember the dance floor used to be busy, but it seems like it was always changing ownership.
Yeah, it was. And changing names. And, yeah, it's just like uptown. I don't know what's happened up there, but, you know, they're not really the best places to be going out with. You know, Marion really doesn't have anywhere to go to unwind that's, you know, a decent place, in my opinion. In my opinion, I'd love for them to, which I don't really drink or anything like that, so
well, that
really
was,
doesn't pertain to me anyway.
Well, that was the only place that I ever thought was a club, that you could go in,
right,
and it had a big, you know, bar, and you could sit there, and
yep,
you could talk to somebody. If people wanted to dance, there was a big dance floor out there. It wasn't one of these little compact areas that was...
I agree with you.
Yeah. It's sad it's not there.
Yeah, that was the only club around Marion that you could actually, you know, somewhat call a club. And, I agree 100%.
Yeah. Do you plan to go to the Ohio State Fair this year?
I do. Actually, I'm going to take my nephews. I got a 6-year-old nephew I'm going to take. So, hopefully... I heard you mention something about the kids bop. I mean, that's exactly what they're wanting to do this year, so I can get them to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think the concert for kids bop is Wednesday, and we will start giving away those kids bop tickets, I believe, Wednesday morning starting at 8 o'clock. So if you plan on going, tune in Wednesday morning because we're going to start giving away those tickets.
Oh, that sounds great. I'll definitely be tuning in.
Hey, thanks.
8 in the morning.
Good to hear from you.
Okay. All right, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Keep it up. All righty.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I know some of these things can get pricey, you know, these tickets to the Ohio State Fair concerts. I don't know what it costs, to be honest with you, but I'm sure it's fairly pricey. You know, you've got Kids Bop, you've got Zach Williams, you've got Foreigner, Drew Hill, Nelly, Willie Nelson, Ice Cube, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Scott McQueary. And those are the tickets we'll be giving away on the air, and I believe there's a concert every night of the Ohio State Fair. But I don't know what these tickets cost. And also, I've heard of Zach Williams. Now, does anybody know who Zach Williams is? I've heard of him. I couldn't place him, though. Now, the other ones, Foreigner, yeah, I know what that is. Drew Hill, yep, I know what that is. Nelly, Willie Nelson, Ice Cube. But I don't know who Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias is. And I don't know who Scotty McQueary is. Does anybody know? Anybody plan on going to these concerts this year? The Ohio State Fair kind of back in full action this year. We'll also be giving away tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival starting probably about that time as well. The Dublin Irish Festival, I believe, is the following weekend. But I know a lot of people enjoy going to that as well. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, we've got the club at the mall as being Night Moves, the Cadillac Club, Gators, the Honky Tonk. I don't know what else it was called. Does anybody know? It still seems like there was one other name. Maybe it was Gators, and maybe for some reason that's just not ringing a bell to me that Gators was the name. But I thought it had one other name. Now, it would have been toward the end of the run. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Also, we're talking this morning about Burke's Outlet coming to Marion out in the Coles area. Del Taco, still trying to figure out what the holdup is there. Talked a little bit earlier about food trucks. How many food trucks do we have in Marion now? My goodness gracious. Quite a few. And we were also talking about the show Friday night, in which somehow we got on the subject of marijuana. And I think it was because one of our questions, our Family Feud questions, had to do with a statement that began with the word high, like high blood pressure, things like that. And I think that's how we got on it, because I think Adam made a comment in regard to high on drugs, I think was his guess, which of course was not on the list. But and then somebody suggested that Adam might use that particular substance. I didn't say that, so I don't know how I got all wrapped up in that. I was just hosting the show. But it is, this dispensary out here on James Way is kind of interesting, because I've never been in there. I can't think of anybody that I know who's ever been in there, so I don't even know how that works. Does anybody know? I remember there was an awful lot of talk about it, heavens knows, when it was coming in. Does anybody know anything about this dispensary out here? 740-751-4038. You know, that's a good example of something that had so much talk about it when it was coming in, and then it came in, and now nobody really thinks anything of it. I don't even know how busy it is. I've never really seen a whole lot of cars there when I've driven by, but maybe it is busy. I don't know. Beyond me, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I know how I got roped into it. Hugh Saint Blake asked me, did I think Adam smoked weed? And I said, there's no way the old windpipe could be a pothead. Yes, Lee, I said pothead, and have that much wind.
Yeah, but I don't know how that's my fault.
Well, I'm just saying, you said you didn't know you got roped into it.
I know
how I got roped into it.
Well, now, did you hear Nate's show on Saturday morning?
No, I didn't. I slept in.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why Adam thinks that I was teasing him. I don't think I... Did I say anything on Friday night that you felt was a tease?
Oh, other than the part where you said when he answered the question, or he got one or two right, he said, see, you got off drugs and now you're doing great. Other than that, no.
No. Well, would you, now tell me, if you were in my position and Adam was calling other shows and threatening you that he can tease back, now would that really put the fear of God in you?
Not really.
No, he doesn't seem like somebody who's got a you know, what do they call that? A sharp wit.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
Hey, I got a question.
Oh, go right ahead. Please do.
I got nothing to do. Yeah, lovely topic that this is. I hate to switch gears here, but we were having a little discussion at work the other day about, now, we all can agree that the transit used to be a bank, but none of us can agree on what bank it used to be. And I thought, well, I know how to find out. So I thought I could either ask you or you could ask your audience, but what did this used to be before it was, we know that it was a bank, but there was a slight discrepancy as to what bank it was.
Now, here's what I remember. Now, I'm not saying
Before I forget, wasn't that bar out behind the mall, wasn't that also called Nell's?
Nell's?
M-L.
Oh, Nell's.
Was that called Nell's?
I don't recall that. It might have been.
Oh.
It changed hands a lot.
A lot, yeah. I thought that at one point that was something called Nell's.
Now, what I remember Marion Area Transit being, now I could be wrong about this, but I thought it was a Bank One.
A Bank One?
I think, but I might be wrong. Somebody listening might tell me, you know, that I'm wrong.
Somebody here thought it was Marion Bank. We couldn't seem to agree on it.
Do you plan to go to the Ohio State Fair?
I hadn't really planned on it, though. But it would be nice to see foreigners. I like them. Willie Nelson. And that guy that Iglesias, he's a comedian.
Oh, he's going to get up there and do a comedy act?
Yeah, that's stand-up. He's a stand-up comedy.
But who? Okay, so who are Zach Williams and Scotty McQueary?
I've not heard of them. I just do the Iglesias guy. He does stand up, but I don't know the other two.
Well, we'll be giving away tickets here. What's your favorite foreigner song?
Hot Lettuce.
Hot Lettuce?
Oh. What?
Is that like cabbage?
Listen.
Hot Lettuce?
You really are making me develop a complex.
No, is it called Hot Lettuce?
Hot-blooded.
Oh, blooded.
Hot-blooded. Maybe you can get a windpipe to call in and sing you a few lines.
Oh, he's probably asleep right now. Who knows? He's worn out.
What do you like? What would you do if you went there?
What
do you like a Willie Nelson? Or?
Well, I think everybody likes Willie Nelson because I think he's a legend. But if I was going for my taste in music, I would probably, you know, Nelly.
What's your favorite Nelly song?
Well, I think it's the classic, most popular Nelly song, you know, Hot in Here.
Okay, well, different jokes for different things.
If I knew who these other two people were, maybe it would be them.
We're just uncultured.
I guess so. Have to go down and see them to figure out who they are.
Well, when your biggest thing that you're looking forward to in life is the Del Taco opening up, that lets you know that we're not living life in the fast way.
Well, it's the curiosity of the whole thing. I think it's the time frame is what the thing is there. Maybe one day they'll get the doors open.
I kind of never want that way you can keep talking about the wrapper, porta pot.
Yeah, I just don't. It's clearly on the property now of the mausoleum. But if people don't,
what will we talk about when we can't talk about the porta pot?
I don't know. There'll be something else to come up with. I'm sure. Well, we'll talk about Adam's extracurricular habits.
Oh boy. Okay. Well,
bye bye. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Oh well, we lost that call. Well, if that was you, give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are wide open here this morning. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott?
Yes.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
Even though marijuana is against the law, but is it? It's not against the law if Adam personally wants to smoke his marijuana. I mean, it's not against the radio law. Like, if he's on the board, is Does that break something, or?
Well, he's not on the board, so we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, he's not?
No,
well, that's good. I thought he was.
No, you have to live a certain distance from the station, and he lives in Columbus, so that couldn't be. But, but you know, I don't know. I mean, what's your take on it? Do you think I did not bring this up. I want this on record that I did not say Adam did this.
Right.
But
well, I'm not a marijuana smoker, never have been, but I always heard marijuana was a downer, and Adam's pretty darn hyper, so I wouldn't see him being a marijuana smoker.
Well, I think what happened was he called in Friday night, and he sounded depressed, and I even tried to get him to sing something from Greece because we had Dinah Manoff on Friday, and he was just, wasn't having it.
Wow. I would have had him sing a song that, the guy in Columbus, the guy plays I forget what little instrument he plays.
Oh, the kazoo man?
The kazoo man, yeah, because he seemed to like kazoo music.
Well, I think they had a car ride. Hey, I just learned that Scotty McQueary is an American Idol winner from 2011. I wonder what kind of music he does. You planning to go to the Ohio State Fair?
No, I've been to it quite a few times, but no, not this year. I went many, many years ago and watched WWF wrestling back in the day, and that was really fun.
Oh.
Boy, there was a lot of people passing out.
Well, I tell you, what do you make of Vince McMahon retiring?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was kind of stunning. I mean, he did a lot for wrestling. I mean, he was the guy to go to. I mean, maybe not like what he did, but always. But, yeah, just to retire because of, you know, having his issues. He thought he would retire out on top, but... Yeah, that's depressing, you know, as a kid, and I know the same with you watching him and him being in a lot of it, the wrestling back in the day. It was interesting.
Yeah.
That's sad to see.
It is. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, have a good day.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Was it Bank One where Marion Area Transit is now? I don't remember, to be honest with you. I think it was Bank One. That's what I remember being there, but I don't think I ever knew anybody who banked there, and I never banked there, so I don't know. But we do thank Mary for letting us know that Scotty McQueary is an American Idol winner. Wonder what kind of music he does. Go ahead, caller.
Where is the Marion Area Transit?
I believe it's downtown. I think it's on... State is because it like crosses a block there. I think it's between State and Maine.
State.
Sarah's will have to call back in and tell us for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's where it is.
It's not on the west end of Church Street, or is that a cab place down there?
That might be a cab place.
Oh, okay. Because I was trying to fit. Because I know National City Bank was down on the west. But I don't know where Marion Transit is.
You know, I was. It is. It's 137 South State.
What's across the street from? I'm trying to figure out where it's at.
It's, it's kind of in an interesting area down there. It's, what is around it? Oh, it's right next to where Tuffy Muffler used to be.
Tuffy Muffler. I can't get it in my head. Okay, I'll just keep listening.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I thought it was. I thought that was a Bank One. Now, I could be wrong. 740-751-4038. We heard somebody else buzzing in there. So if that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, Mary has called in and cleared up the Scotty McQueary mystery that he was an American Idol winner in 2011, but what did he sing? And Zach Williams, who is Zach Williams? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just read the Marion Star.
Oh, is there anything good in there?
Oh, yeah. It's talking about you can pack your guns to the state fair.
Oh, good. So if you go down there and don't like one of these concerts, you can clear the way as you get out.
Well, it says they're going to have increased security. You can carry your gun, but if you go in a building, you have to take your gun to the car. You can't take a gun into a building, so you have to take your your gun to the car before you can go in a building. Now, how many people do you really think's going to do that?
Well, you know, is this because we've passed this new gun law?
Well, I tell you, when they talk about these activities going on, it just kind of puts a fear in me. Do I really want to go? Because it's almost like it's open season.
Well, so, I would hope. I don't know. I don't know what causes issues like this. I don't know.
We just don't know. Right. So sometimes I think your best place to be is in, and that's not always true, sitting in your living room.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's pretty much open season. If you want to, and then it makes celebrities out of the people that do that. They make the paper day after day after day for months.
Well, it is interesting how, and I'm sure the people who are being, you know, their names mentioned over and over probably don't like it, but it is interesting how when you do something that society finds wrong, that they don't mind saying your name and bringing you up over and over and over.
Well, but Sean Great, you know.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
He made the bottom third of the Marion Star today.
Now, was that a locally reported story, or did that come out of...
No, it's at Marion Star USA Today Network, so maybe it was.
Well, I don't... He keeps getting a lot of press. Every time there's something to do with him, it's reported.
He makes the front page.
Yeah, I mean, does anybody think at this point that he's going to get out on parole?
Well, all I know is it's costing us an awful lot of money, the taxpayers, to keep him here. And obviously, he's guilty. Yes, he probably was insane, or he wouldn't have done it.
You know, I always have that argument with people who say, well, I don't like when people plead insanity. And I always say, wouldn't you have to be insane to kill somebody? Isn't
well,
that
least temporary, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because I think killing somebody is an insane act.
But, yeah, that was paper, and then there was a family that started a cleaning business here in town. They got the top half, and early primary elections continue. So, is there anything else you'd like for me to share with you?
Well, that's interesting. That sounds like really just a very jam-packed paper there.
Well, that was pretty much all on the front page.
All those stories made the front page?
Yeah. The only one that didn't was if you carry a gun to the fair and you want to go in one of the buildings, you have to put your gun back in the car.
So these must not have been very long stories.
Well, it was pretty good size, and the print was big enough even I could read.
Well, that's good. I'm glad everything went well with the whole thing. I the Sean Great thing, I don't understand why this is continually going on. I mean, he can appeal, and he can ask for a new trial, but if he's denied, I would think if I was a family member of one of his victims, that this would probably be getting old to see his face on the paper all the time.
It's all in the name of the lawyers. My brother used to say, if we didn't have lawyers, we wouldn't need them.
Well, you know what? I hate to come back to this point, but one of the reasons I have talked so much about this station going digital really deals with lawyers, because what they want to charge you is, it's really not about did you do anything wrong. It's even getting to the trial. I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars. It is unbelievable.
Well, I realize that it costs them a lot of money to go to school. I mean, to get their degrees. It costs them a lot of money, just like doctors. But I swear, lawyers make a lot more than doctors do.
Well, and you know what I've learned over the last few days? I really, at this point, think people understand that. And is that the best way to spend thousands of dollars? I mean, I'm sure people will find us if we should go digital, but my gosh, when I heard, because I've never needed a lawyer for anything, but boy, when we went out and started trying to find a lawyer, half the lawyers don't want to represent, I guess because that's not their, frame of reference, that type of law, but the other issue is, gosh, it's so expensive.
Yeah, and of course, I suppose, think what kind of money that Sean Great's lawyers have made that you and I paid.
That's right. Well, see, and that's a whole nother thing. You know, I at one point was talking to the FCC, and I said, you know, listen, you're a federal agency, and you're forcing us to have an attorney. We don't have that kind of money that the attorneys want. Why don't you appoint us an attorney if you want us one? Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. But I guess maybe if we murder somebody, we could get an attorney.
Well, you know, they're pretty busy, but what it comes right down to it, why wouldn't you be able to get a government-funded counsel?
We have called Legal Aid, we have called bar associations, and we have asked the FCC themselves to appoint one, because obviously I think they would know who the lawyers were who did those cases, and they denied it.
You know, it's the poor little guy that has to keep scratching.
It is, but like I said, the good news is at least there are ways to listen to us other than the radio, and we won't go anywhere. And I know some people don't like that, but I think people will follow us because I think we do good shows around here.
Well, but see, you can turn the radio. I turn the radio on, and I get the bed made, the dishes washed, and things picked up listening to you. If you had turn on the TV or if you have to set up the computer, you're just going to do like you do TV, just sit there and not do nothing.
Well, but maybe you'll be more attentive with us then.
Well, no, but I won't get my housework done.
Well, if you turn the TV up loud enough, though.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it all works in the end.
You solved it, Scott. You solved it.
Well, and I didn't need a lawyer to do it.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. You never know. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I thought we had a call coming in there. Again, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Okay. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Hey, Night Moves, wasn't that called Cadillac Club at one time?
You know, I think it was called the Cadillac Club at one point. Cadillac Club, Gators, do you remember it being called Mel's?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we got Honky Tonk, Mel's, Cadillac Club, Gators, and Night Moves. So it had a lot of ownership, I guess.
Yeah, it did.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Well, I think we had another caller there. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, if the phone lines just keep ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so check back in with us, 740-751-4038. Zach Williams. Who's Zach Williams? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. My sister met that Sean Great one time.
Oh, really?
She was having car trouble, and he stopped and offered to help her.
Oh, man.
Well, she bucked out that day. I forget the whole circumstances, but I think she had somebody on route coming to help her, but he stopped and offered to help her.
Now, do you think we should keep putting these people's faces on the front page of the paper?
Oh, no. That's ridiculous. Especially somebody that's admitted to it and you know that's guilty.
Well, yeah, I don't know why that. I mean, I guess it's news. It's a tough battle,
I
guess.
I don't care if you're insane or not. I mean, if you killed somebody, you know, you got to go, too. They put you in some mental hospital, you're liable to kill the help in that mental hospital.
You know, I just, see, now my mind goes, because I think, why did he do this? Now, some people would just say, well, he was nuts. But, you know, what happened in his life that drove him to this? I mean,
I don't care what happens in your life. There's nothing that happens bad enough to you that you should be wanting to take somebody's life.
No, it certainly doesn't justify it. I'm just saying that all of us have the ability to kill somebody, but we choose not to because we know there's laws, and it's not, you shouldn't do that. But some people obviously don't have that.
Right. It's not just a law. I mean, I had the opportunity to kill somebody one time, but, you know, they come in my house, but I didn't really want to kill nobody, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's an interesting story the last caller brought up about guns. I know that that was dealing with a gun in your house, but I don't know if that'll have any impact at the Ohio State Fair or not, that people can carry their guns around.
Well, is it 18 and up or 21 and up?
You know, I am not that well-versed in that. I'm not sure, but...
most of that gun problem happens with the younger crowd.
You know, that's an interesting question. I it seems to me like it was 18 and up, but I wouldn't swear to it.
It should be 21 and up anyhow, probably 25 and over.
Well, and I don't know. I don't know if carrying a gun at the fair causes problems or not. I don't know. I mean, did they used to not allow people? How would you know if somebody carried a gun in? I don't remember them doing, like, metal detector tests at the fair.
No, but they have these sticks where they can, you know, scan your body. I wonder if they're going to have those.
Did they do that at the fair? I don't remember.
Well, you never was able to carry a gun before at the fair.
Yeah, but I mean, if you wanted to... and you hit it, I mean, I don't think there was anybody checking.
Oh, no. You know, I haven't had a gun permit, but I used to carry a gun at times. I walked in many businesses with a gun on me. I've been in Walmart many times with a gun on me.
Well, see, there you go. So I don't know if it'll be all that different, except for the fact that they're telling people that they can carry them. Maybe that's the big rub.
Yeah, and the young kids, that's all they need.
Well, we hope it goes well, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, thanks for calling. And again, the phone lines are open, 42 minutes past the hour here. If the line just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so try back in, 740-751-4038. Well, we did get a lot of names for the club that was in the mall. Gators, Cadillac Club, Night Moves, the Honky Tonk, possibly Mel's. I don't remember that one, but it could be. Trying to find out what bank Marion Area Transit used to be there on State Street. Now, it seems to me it was a Bank One, but I wouldn't swear to it. I never knew anybody who banked there. Now, Marion Area Transit is right next to, you know, we always say, used to be Tuffy. It's not Tuffy anymore. I don't know what it is now. It's a place where I think they work on your cars. But I don't know what that is now. They're on the corner of State and Church, I guess it would be. Or is it State and Center? Where is... boy, I'll tell you, I'm not downtown enough is the problem. Tuffy would be on the corner of, I believe... well, let's see. Wouldn't that be... that'd be Church, wouldn't it? Trying to do maps in your head on the air. Not a good idea. Go ahead, caller.
You had it right at State Church.
Oh, yeah, State and Church. So... it is Bank. See, people...
and that's Copperhead.
What's Copperhead?
That place that used to be Tuffy's. That's called Copperhead now.
Well, wasn't it called something else, though, too? Like, wasn't it Monroe Muffler or something?
Midas, maybe?
I don't know. It still looks like a Tuffy. I know the paint job still looks like a Tuffy.
Yeah, well, it's... that's the name of it, though, Copperhead. So, I didn't get a chance to listen. What did anybody say what they thought the transit used to be?
No, somebody called in and didn't know where Marion Area Transit was.
Oh.
I don't think anybody's objected to the Bank One yet.
Alrighty.
We'll keep seeing. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Was that a Bank One? Where Marion Area Transit is now. It's on State Street, but right next to where Tuffy used to be, Church and State is where it is. Seems to me like it was a Bank One, but I could be proven wrong. I've been proven wrong before. 73 degrees, sunny skies, 45 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Also, let us know, we've solved most of our Ohio State Fair ticket questions, but we don't know who Zach Williams is. Does anybody know who Zach Williams is? Now, Kids Bop, Foreigner, Drew Hill, Nelly, Willie Nelson, Ice Cube, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, that's a comedian, and Scotty McQueary, I guess, was on American Idol. But we're not sure what kind of music he did on American Idol. Was he country rock? Who knows? Scotty McQueary. Does anybody remember Scotty McQueary who watches the American Idol? I guess 2011 American Idol winner. Zach Williams, I don't know. I think it's a country singer, but as soon as I say that, people will say, no, that's not true. But the point of this is we will be giving away tickets to the Ohio State Fair, these entertainment concerts starting on Wednesday. Kids Bop, Zach Williams, Foreigner, Drew Hill, Nelly, Willie Nelson, Ice Cube, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, and Scotty McQueary. You have to listen every day. We're going to be giving away multiple tickets to these shows. All right. Well, does anybody know anything about the Burt's Outlet coming to Marion out by Kohl's? Any more information on the Del Taco, which is one of our continuing themes here on the program? Food trucks. Does anybody know why we have so many food trucks now? Why this is becoming such a popular thing? Or anything you would like to talk about? Is there anything on your mind this morning? We got about 13 minutes left in the program. 740-751-4038. Let's see. What else do we have going on? Well, we have mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10:15 a.m., and Voice of the People with Linda Sims today at 4:15 p.m. Don't tune that away. All right, I think we got a call coming in here. Let's take the phone call. All right, go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
I was running errands. I didn't get to call in earlier, but you had a caller ask about what the transit building across from the old Ohio Theater was, what bank was.
Yes.
Guaranteed. It was Marion County Bank.
Marion County Bank.
Marion County Bank. And the reason I know is because where I met my wife. She was a teller there.
Oh, really?
And yeah. Marion County Bank, there were three, back in the 50s and 60s, there were three main banks in Marion. There was Marion County Bank, which had offices all over, had on Delaware Avenue. They had, over in the, they just had different sites around town. Then there was National City Bank, which was right across there from the courthouse. And it had numerous, out the plaza and different places. And then there was Fahey Bank. Those were the three main banks at that time in Marion. So
now
Marion County, then a fellow bought Marion County Bank out and it became the bank. And then he got bought out. So it's been a number of things. But originally it was Marion County Bank.
So now what, was there ever a bank one there?
That I don't know, because after it got changed hands, it changed the number of times. So I don't know. It could have been, but originally, for years and years and years, it was Marion County Bank.
Marion County Bank. Well, that's interesting. Thanks for the information.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye bye. Well, there you go. Right across from, I guess where Marion Area Transit is right now, is the best way to say it, was once the Marion County Bank. So there you go. Inquiring minds want to know. 49 minutes past the hour here, coming up on 50 minutes past the hour. 73 degrees in sunny skies. We started off with cloudy, and then it was partly sunny, and now we're at sunny. 73 degrees. Phone lines are open. 10 minutes left in the show. Anything you'd like to talk about. 740-751-4038. We've had a lot of calls this hour, and we certainly appreciate the number of calls. That's always good. You know, even when we're not giving away stuff, we still like to hear from people and know what's on their mind. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything you're thinking about. We also, this morning, were talking about that dispensary out on James Way. And as I say, I've never been in there. I don't know anybody who's been in there. It never seems to be hugely busy when I've driven by it. But I don't know. Do a lot of people use that place? There was so much talk when it was coming in. And now that it's here, it hasn't caused any problems that I'm aware of. Has anybody heard that there have been any issues out at the dispensary? Marijuana dispensary out here on James Way? And we also were talking about the club out at the mall. Apparently it's had a lot of names. Night Moves, Cadillac Club, Honky Tonk, Gators, Mel's. I'm starting to think it might have been Gators that I remember. The name that is sticking in my head, because that's a lot of ownership changes over the years. And again, we will be giving away tickets to the Ohio State Fair entertainment shows starting on Wednesday. Zach Williams, Kids Bop, Foreigner, Drew Hill, Nelly, Willie Nelson, Ice Cube, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Scotty McQueary. That'll all start on, it may start tomorrow, to be honest with you, because we want everybody to get their tickets and be ready to go to the concerts. And it won't just be on my show, but it will be here in the morning, starting at 8:15 a.m. But we'll be doing it on other shows as well. So stay tuned to this station. Anytime we have a live program on, you never know what you might win. 52 minutes past the hour. Anybody have anything left on their mind on this morning? 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. We have mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp at 10:15 this morning. And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 this morning. And we went over the newspaper today, the Marion Star. Another story about Sean Great on the front page being denied a bid for a new trial. Talking about early voting for the primary election continues this week in Marion. People are going to be allowed to have guns at the Ohio State Fair. That's a change in past years. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I don't know. How do you feel about it? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Sure.
When you give, like, on Wednesdays at 4, do you still give Nate on there at 4 o'clock? Him and Amber are on there on Saturday mornings now at 10 o'clock.
Right, yeah. He's not on anymore on Wednesday, but he does still do the 5 o'clock show with Yeah.
Okay, when are you going back into the station?
Probably, I hope next week, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, as far as I know, next week, as long as everything works out. But 54 minutes past the hour now, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, 54 minutes past the hour. Anything on your mind, give me a buzz. It'll be fun giving away these tickets to the Ohio State Fair. And we've also got the Dublin Irish Festival tickets, which are not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. And we want to give away tickets to that as well. So all kinds of stuff going on starting here in the next few. May start tomorrow. You never know. You take a notion one morning and you just start doing things. Caledonia Farmers Market in the Caledonia Public Square, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. June through September. Locally grown produce and fruit, baked goods, honey, meats, crafters. They are a food cart vendor. Food vouchers for individuals 60 years of age and older. weekly raffle for vendor products, weekly 50-50 raffle. Got the big cornhole tournament over at the Steve Young Memorial FOP Lodge in Caledonia. That's Saturday, August the 13th, 11 a.m. Bags fly at noon, check-ins at 11 a.m. If you want any information on that particular event, call 740-251-7437. Proceeds go to Christmas in the Village and other community events. The Harvest Happenings Festival and Craft Show takes place Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Auction and raffle, pie auction, gift baskets, 50-50 raffle, chili cook-off. That'll be at the Morrow County Fairgrounds, 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead. And that's how things are shaping up with our community calendar at this point. And then the Ohio State Fair ticket giveaways start this week, as well as the Dublin Irish Festival ticket giveaways. Hey, we never did here with the big Colonial Coin laundry. I tell you, it's Monday. It is a Monday morning, isn't it? Laundry ministry that went on this past weekend. Did they have the soap and softener? Did anybody make it over to the Colonial Coin free laundry event on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There was some question on whether they were going to have soap and softener or not. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 56 minutes past the hour. Or if there's anything left on your mind, you want to ask me a question? You have a question about anything in the Marion community? Well, this morning we answered the question, what did Marion Area Transit used to be? It used to be the Marion County Bank. And then I guess at one point it was just called the bank. After that, we don't know. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I was one of the participants in the restoration project on Saturday. I was at the Southtown cleaning laundromat. And yeah, we paid for everyone's laundry, their washers or dryers, and we did have laundry detergent, and we had fabric softener available to give them too.
Oh, that's great. What church took care of that?
The Nazarene. And partnered with Dayspring, partnered with us also.
Oh, very. And a lot.
This is done every July. Every July we do have Restoration Week, and all week long we go downtown and patron the downtown businesses. And then on Saturday, we have various projects all over town doing things for people that can't afford to have it done or needy, painting, landscaping, lawn mowing, any kind of projects that needs to be done. You submit the projects, and then they've decided which projects they do. Now, I'm not sure what all happened on Saturday because I know, the outside projects, how many got done or whatever because of that rain. I mean, that storm hit right when we started.
Now, so people who would have been interested, I mean, it's getting toward the end of July, but people who were interested would have just contacted the Nazarene Church?
Yes.
Well, that's good. Yes. That is such a great thing to do for the community. I that's very nice.
Yes, it was very eye-opening for me because I hadn't been to a laundromat in probably 25, 30 years, and I just don't know how these people, it's worse than a grocery store.
Were a lot of people there?
There was probably would have been more if it hadn't rained so bad, but we did have quite a few that we were able to help.
Oh, good.
But the prices at the laundromat are just out of this world.
I know. Everything's going up.
It's just unreal, but it was very enjoyable helping people, and as I said, every July the churches get together and do that.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad everybody had a good day. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and that's it for me for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio.